Today is August 14th. I'm Ashley A. Knapp of ashleyaknapp.com and also Control-Alt-Lee on Twitter. And I am a student of writing and art. So today is the day before my birthday, just putting that out there. Additionally, what I worked on today for writing and art was varied. In writing, I worked on lessons for two of my classes on Ed2Go. The first lesson was in Make Money from Writing, and it regarded the role of editors, agents, and publishing houses in your writing, and 10 ways to bulletproof your query or manuscript so it doesn't get rejected for the 10 most common reasons, and also a lot of resources and tips on how to connect with publishers and editors and what you need to know before you ever try to get them to represent you. And in my Write Like a Pro class, I read another lesson about story outlining, and this one showed a little bit of it in action and talked about the smooth way that story structure should fit into your work. And I took the quizzes for both of those and I looked at the assignments. I'm now past the due date on the essay assignment in Make Money from Writing. I guess I just got a little bit wigged out about it, but I do want to do it at some point. It's just not going to be in time to submit it for the class. You get your certificate just for passing the final, but still, I feel better if I do all the assignments. And then, let's see, what else today? Oh, in art, I logged back into Fiverr after not logging into it for like 4 days, and I had an expired gig request, so I messaged them and they're like, yeah, I still want it. And so I painted a portrait of somebody's granddaughter as a princess, and I sent that to them and I said, okay. Because, you know, after you look at something for a while, you can't see the mistakes in it. So I sent them a preview of it, and I said, tomorrow morning, I'm gonna clean this up and smooth it a little bit, and then I'll send it over to you as a final version. And they sent me a message. They're like, oh my god, this is beautiful. I'm crying. It's so great. So tomorrow I'm gonna send that to them, and hopefully they'll be a satisfied customer. It's ironic, once I finally give up on trying to get anybody to actually buy the actual gig that I post on the site, someone buys it while I'm not checking it. I really kind of wish that they had an email feature where it emails you and notifies you when you have new messages, but I guess they want you to log in every day. Let's see, what else? I also got a response about an art trade, and they asked me for an unusual thing, which is they wanted to see Harry Potter in my style, which I didn't think I had one, but I was like, okay, well, I'll try drawing Harry Potter, but like, how do you draw a character that's been drawn a billion times and make it look new or interesting? Because he's literally been drawn in, like, every single style imaginable, you know. So I tried to do, like, a pencil sketch thing with, like, some colors and multiply over it. And I was drawing in real life away from the computer, and I brought my little, you know, those little mannequins they sell at art supply stores. Well, I brought that little guy, and I tried drawing from him as a reference today for the lighting and shadows and stuff. And it came out kind of weird looking. But I'm going to upload those tomorrow and let the jury decide what they think about those sketches that I did using the mannequin as a reference. And in the evening, when I got back, I double-checked my stuff, I uploaded some stuff, and I started working on line art for... Oh, I put a poll out this morning that if I did adoptables, what kind should I do? And for a while, inanimate objects like lamps was winning, and then original creatures was winning, and no one voted for fluffy kittens. But then when I came home tonight after an outing, fluffy kittens was tied in first place with the original made-up animals. So we'll see who wins tomorrow, but I'm hoping it'll be fluffy kittens, because I already made line art for a ball of yarn that I'm going to say came from space, so I can make everyone happy, because I'll make fluffy kittens that are in crazy colors that don't really exist. We'll see what happens with that. I've also started reading, right before bedtime, a book called Eventide by Tracy and Laura Hickman, and I'm really enjoying it. And I'll probably be talking about that more as I get further into it. So far, I'm only about 25 pages in. It's a swords and sorcery, seems to be humor book. So we'll see how that turns out. All right, thank you for listening.